Hey everyone, and welcome to today's edition of Itchcast Mini. Now today we're going to be reading through John, and just want to direct your attention to John 1:12. Now at John 1:12 it says, "Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave them the right to become children of God." And you know, today I just really want to remind you as you're going to school or whatever, that we have been given the right and really the privilege as, you know, children of the Almighty God. And as his kids, we have like direct communication with him. We can ask for good things through prayer. We can ask him for just protection and health and all this stuff. The Bible says that even as men who is sinful in nature will give good gifts to his son, then definitely our Father in heaven will give it to us, whatever we need, which is good if we ask. So when we ask, it's often an act of faith. When we receive it by faith. And some of us, many times, we may feel guilty when we keep asking God for help. Like we keep asking, like maybe you're waiting for the bus and you're like, God, I need the bus now. And you feel like you're you know, using God. But often that's not true because, you know, God wants us to be dependent on him like a child is dependent on his dad. And our Father in heaven is more than willing to provide for us, you know, to help us along in life. But many of us may think, you know, there are others that may think that, you know, we can do it by ourselves. And, you know, if all things fail, then we can go looking for God as like our last resort. But that's also not what God wants to be in our lives as a last resort. God wants us to seek him first. He wants us to go to him for everything first, you know. So even like in our walk with him, he wants us to seek him. So don't be too bothered when you keep asking God and feeling that you're using him. And don't be too distant from him either. God has great plans for us. He wants to be a part of our lives. And, you know, he would definitely give us the things that are best for us. No one can outgive our Father in heaven. So all we need to do is just be assured that we are his children. And just keep meditating on his word. And be reassured that whatever you ask for, he will give. And once we know that, then we can be totally confident, you know, whatever you're doing today, that we are loved totally and that we have a dad who will always be there for us 24/7.